congratulations to his nephew, and now we're going to go back in his office and talk about it. He's got his daughter back in here and a friend, but it's all good, Coach. When we talked at halftime, it was like, I mean, I got the feeling, and I've been there myself, you just couldn't believe the way things were going, and it didn't make sense after how you practiced and everything else, but it turned around, especially in that fourth quarter.
It was hard to imagine that we'd be struggling that much, especially on the offensive side, but at the same time, our guys just kept, you know, the old story about pounding the rock.
Yep.
They kept pounding the rock, you know, and I don't mean running the ball as much as I mean just stepping up there play after play, trying to execute, and it was going to break at some point in time. And you know, I think Joe Flacco led us. You know, he led us through adversity. Joe does not. One of the great things about Joe is adversity does not bring him down. You know, he's gonna come back out firing the next play. He's got a lot of confidence, and he doesn't get rattled. The other thing is our playmakers. I mean, there's so many. You hate to miss guys, but Torrey Smith made the play that broke the thing open for us, and that was huge.
Isn't that the case a lot of times? Just somebody has to make – you just keep waiting for somebody to make a play, and when they do, you know, the dam breaks.
That's the case. It's the case in football, and it's most especially, as you know, Stan, the case in the National Football League. I mean, it's a player's game in the end. You scheme, you game plan, you try to do the best you can to put them in a position to make plays. But guys, you know, to win games like this, they got to step up and make those plays.
Were you watching the scoreboard at all, Kansas City and San Diego?
I was the whole time. Yes, I was.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, we were thinking, man, they're winning and we aren't doing our end of it, you know, 10-3. And I just heard Terrell Suggs saying, heck, hell no, that's not going to happen. We've got to get back out here and doing our job. And that fourth quarter, really, it was one of the best quarters you guys played all year.
It was. It was, you know, all three phases, you know, played rock solid, you know, Raven football. And that's what we talked about at the beginning of the game. It took us three quarters to get there. Although I think our defense, except for one drive, played tremendously the whole time. But just proud of our guys. A lot of faith, a lot of guts, you know, and it's a new season now. Everybody's 0-0.
And you got Holodinata back for the playoffs. And, so just a great day for Raven fans because, as you know, they were a little bit frustrated themselves early. Right. You probably heard it when we talked at halftime.
They have every right to be.
Yeah, and then, boy, but they were excited at the end when you guys won and Kansas City won about the same time.
Right.
It was really loud down on the field.
One thing, I never question our fans because I trust them that they know that our guys are fighting. Our guys are giving their best. They, you know, if we're going to get booed for not executing and not playing well, that's fair. You know, this is pro football, and we understand how that works. But when they're right back there with you, they want to see us do well. I mean, our fans are passionate, they care, and they want to see us do well, and they get frustrated. So that's okay. You know, as long as they know, and I know that they do now, our guys got tons of heart, and they care about one another. Our guys will always battle and always fight right to the end.
I know at church this morning, everybody I saw said, pray for them because everybody's invested in this team.
They are. That's a beautiful thing about Baltimore. It's a beautiful thing about the Ravens and the Orioles. I think that's what makes it's a big part of what makes this city so great.
All right. Well, congratulations, Coach. Let's look forward to the playoffs, right?
Thank you, Stan. Appreciate you.